It's a residency at the House of M's.
This is Triple M Nights with Dave Gleeson.
Well, Midnight Oil obviously pulled up stumps a couple of years ago now, and they have not been resting on their laurels. As we know, Peter Garrett's got his new album out, and Jim Mogheni has a book called The Silver River, talking about the life and crimes of Midnight Oil, but also his growing up and the journey that he's been on over the years. Jim, welcome to Nights with Dave Gleeson.
Oh, Mr. Gleeson, thank you very much.
Mate, I was just telling you, I was reading through this. I love the way that you've written it. The stories of you going to see young bands as a young fella, they're engaging, and really, I can't wait to get my teeth into this book.
Oh, well, thanks. I mean, I love writing it. It's well, you know what it's like being in a band. I mean, bands are families, you know, and the book's really about family and about how bands could be families. How, in my case, I was adopted out in 1956 and only really met my birth parents 45 years later. Uh-huh. And then realised I had five full-blooded brothers and sisters, which was quite an eye-opener. And there was a big Irish thread running through the family, which you know, I was just wondering where all my, well, musical sort of improvisational stuff came from. And that's how I found out. And so the book's all about the journey to get there.
It was an amazing time for Australian bands because they were finding their own identity. And I guess that kind of helped you guys go, oh, okay, we don't have to just cover American songs or English songs. There's an Australian sound.
Well, there was an Australian pride in country that happened with when Whitlam came in, and he, you know, just made it cool to be sing about Australian stuff. Whereas before, I think we were kowtowing to England and America a bit. I mean, I just think the bands like Skyhawks came along and they were writing about Beau Courant kind of Australian stuff, and then you've got Chisel, Don Walker's early stuff, which we were influenced by hugely, and that all went into our kind of our songwriting a bit larder. If that's the right word.
Mm. Now, talking about the family and being adopted out, our dear bass player, Paul Wozeen, passed away late last year. He was adopted as well. And so I was part of his journey to meeting his parents and meeting his siblings and stuff. What role did, the other guys, Peter and Rob and that, have in that kind of you meeting your birth family?
Well, the band was always there to help and support. I mean, that's the thing about bands. It's like your brothers. Mm. You know, you really are family. And when I discovered my birth family, and it was Pete saw me the next week, and he said, "Your face looks different." You know, I've been carrying my face in a different way. It's really weird, all this adoption stuff, but it informs your behaviour later in life. And I discovered that through some of the things with the Oils. I mean, I was always hiding up the back on the photographs. You know, I hated all the pressure and the stress of it all and the cameras. But, you know, I did it because I loved it, right? I mean, that's why maybe I wasn't the right man for the job. But I was, though, you know, because we all created all this music together. All those songs wouldn't have happened without all those people being in the room.
And did things fall into place for you once you did find out that you had this Irish heritage? Was there some kind of thing, there was a connection that you kind of instantly felt?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have Irish heritage in Australia. I mean, everyone around the world has it, really. Nothing special in that way, but I certainly was accepted beautifully by my brothers and sisters and by my birth parents and all of the people in that family. And then, you know, it was like having a party with 20 people, but suddenly there were 40 people turn up and you go, oh, great. Because I already have a birth parent, my adoptive parents, who are great and supportive and help me with music and supporting me in that.
Did you find it, is it kind of the same as recording? Did you have like demo chapters that kind of didn't make the book? Or
Yeah. Yeah, there was a cult. A lot of writing is about, you know, like about this too, writing songs. You put your first draft down and the words are on the page and you rearrange them and they start to pulsate a bit. Mm. You know, they kind of have this sort of resonance. And, I think that was sort of an interesting to see how that was very similar to writing songs for sure.
And speaking of music, what have you been doing lately in the musical sphere?
Well, I put out a record called Murmurations last year, an instrumental guitar record. Uh-huh. The book's been taking a lot of my time, though, I've got to say. You know, it's taken me about 12 years to write it. And the last year's been quite intense with getting it, you know, going through the editing process, and I've had quite a bit of help in that area. So that's been great. Musically, yeah, I've got another album somewhere lost in my archives I'll probably put out. More work with the Family Dog. I think I'll be doing more with Kent and Paul. Four from the Rifles.
Right, yep.
And we've got another record sort of ticking away there somewhere, and doing a bit of work with a couple of people from the Australian Chamber Orchestra, which has been a lot of fun. Yeah, there's always something happening with me.
Absolutely. Well, the book is called The Silver River, and Jim, we thank you for your contribution to Australian music over the last decades. And now we've got some literature as well. So, Jim Mogheni, The Silver River, it's out. You can get it and find out about Jim's journey. Jim, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Dave. Really appreciate it.
For all the latest rock news, interviews and backstage experiences, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app.